Okay, then. All right, let's do this, shall we? Let's talk about your racism, shall we? Because I've had enough of hearing the word racist and racism. Because whenever you get a celebrity in a Prada dress and a Gucci handbag banging on about racism, they are the ones joining with a cultish, fascistic, censorial word being used to create a force field around people who really do horrible things. The word racist has become a tool of oppression by the elites to silence other people into not complaining about left-wing policies. The word racism is the same word that enabled Pakistani men to groom 250,000 white girls, dehumanize them, sexually assault them, abuse them, rape them, do some of the most awful things to innocent little girls that are imaginable. They knew they could hide behind this celebrated word of racism on the left. And so, do you know what I figured? Racism itself is racist. Let me break this down. I repeat, racism is racist. Let's talk about slavery, shall we? Because this is constantly used as the stick by which to bash the West. Things that happened 500 years ago, and yet there is slavery today, isn't there? Oh, there's plenty of it. It's thriving. Where are the complaints about that? Well, according to the Global Slavery Index, the countries where slavery is most prevalent are places like North Korea, Eritrea, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Tajikistan, United Arab Emirates, Afghanistan, Kuwait. Where is it least prevalent? Oh, look. Basically, the entire top 10 of countries that don't have slavery are Western, white, European countries. Switzerland, Norway, Germany, Netherlands, Sweden, Denmark, Belgium, Ireland, Finland. And according to the same Global Slavery Index, do you know which country is doing the most to address slavery? The United Kingdom. So perhaps concern yourself with that before you start banging on about things that happened 5 years ago. Let's